T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
The numbers are in for New York City's fall semester, and nearly three quarters of New York City parents are planning to send the kids back to school in the classroom, at least part of the time. Here's WCBS reporter Rich Lamb with the update.
Mayor de Blasio underlined, "We must do it safely," but he did say,
"We're the only major school district in America, the only major urban school district, planning for in-person classes this fall."
Schools Chancellor Richard Carranza says 74% of families have opted for part-time in-building instruction, meaning
nearly three-quarters of our students, over 700,000, will begin the school year in a blended learning mode. This means that they'll learn in person in a school building part of the school week and continue learning remotely from home for the rest of the week.
Families of 26% of students have chosen fully remote learning. Carranza said he expects 85% of the teacher workforce, about 66,000, to instruct in the blended mode, while 15% of teachers are asking to work from home only. Parents will be getting detailed schedules from the schools starting next Monday. Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
And electeds from Nassau and Suffolk County say PSEG Long Island should be made to pay a price for the suffering since the tropical storm and the delays in getting the power back onto thousands. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond with their battle cry.
Nassau County Executive Laura Curran says she understands there will be power outages during storms.
But the total communication failure and a breakdown in how they are monitoring and assessing the response gives us a lot of anger and a lot of frustration.
Curran is calling on PSEG Long Island to follow Con Ed's lead and reimburse customers for spoiled food and medicine. State Senator Todd Kaminsky says it's the least they can do.
Getting a check back from the power company for this week would shock people. They will fall over, keel over, when they see the power company actually decided to put money in their pocket.
Kaminsky has called the heads of PSEG, LIPA, Verizon, and Altice to a hearing next Monday on the storm response. In Mineola, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
In Connecticut, Eversource hopes to have service restored to everyone by late tomorrow night. That would be more than a week after the storm hit. United Illuminating says 99% of customers will have the power back by the end of today. Danbury, one of the hardest hit areas, 15% of the city of Danbury still lacking power today. And among the utilities working around the clock, Con Ed saying progress is being made. And Sean Adams has the update from Larchmont.
Hope on the horizon. 11 p.m. tonight is Con Ed's target for restoring power to most customers. Con Ed President Tim Cawley says it has taken nearly a week because the storm wrought terrible damage over such a large swath of the region.
We're removing the worst of the trees. There are hundreds of thousands of trees in our service territory. And this particular storm on Tuesday evening came through from the southern part of Staten Island all the way through northern Westchester.
Here in Larchmont, signs of improvement. Outages are more scattered, less concentrated. Jake Garfield, though, is still without power, and he is growing weary.
It's really hard when you don't have air conditioning and there's a heat advisory going out, and I'm working in the city, and when I get home, I just want to, be in the cold air. And I can't.
He laments the apparent lack of pertinent information. He says the only text updates from Con Ed were vague and obviously computer-generated. Con Ed is accepting claims of reimbursement for spoiled food. In Larchmont, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
We're wondering if we're going to hit the bare minimum for yet another heat wave in this summer of 2020. Let's go live to the Weather Center now, and here's Bob Larson.
That definition of a heat wave to review is three or more consecutive days of reaching at least 90. We've got day one in the books. It's now 90 degrees in Central Park as of the top of the hour, and still on the rise. Sunshine this afternoon, high between 90 and 94. A little cooler in coastal areas as the sea breeze sets in. Partly cloudy tonight. We stay warm, low 76. Hot and humid tomorrow, mostly sunny. Maybe a late-day thunderstorm. Tomorrow's high right at 90, at least upper 80s to near 90 on Wednesday. It's now 86 in Long Beach, 93 in Manhasset, 90 in Midtown with a high of 92. The heat index is up to 95.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.